Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Le'Veon Bell at Mark Streets WIP. Where is it? Looking for it. Damian says, I would give up a first and a second round pick for Le'Veon.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You're going to pay a lot for a star player. Like, you can't, you're not going to rob the Pittsburgh Steelers for Le'Veon Bell. That's not happening. So if you're in on him and you're interested in him, don't come to the table thinking you're about to swindle the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You have to go over the top just to get their attention, right?
Well, yeah, you certainly better come there with something they're not going to hang up on you.
I feel like Howie would start with a third. He'd be like,
No, he wouldn't.
I'll give you a third.
No, he wouldn't.
No?
No, he may start with a second.
Second?
He may not go in there offering a first.
Nor should he.
Listen, if somebody's willing to give up two firsts or a first and a second, then maybe you go in there willing to offer one first.
This article on the Big Lead that said the Steelers should trade him right now, I think he even mentions, like, I don't know if a third gets it done for Le'Veon. A third for Le'Veon? They're not taking a third-round draft pick for Le'Veon.
Everybody's speculating.
Yeah. If I'm the Steelers and I'm dug in as deep as I'm dug in right now, a third-round pick's not doing it. A first, he's gone because he's not coming back. The Steelers have already made the decision by not signing him long-term and treating it this way that he's not going to come back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should try to
get... He knows that.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So I would think that a first-round pick to them would be like, yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody offered a first-round pick, so...
We know.
It's not like they haven't turned it, they turned it down.
Yeah, we don't, they may not even be taking calls on them.
Right.
At this point. 888-729-9494. Let's start off Johnny in Springfield. Johnny!
Yo, how my boys doing?
My
Johnny
man.
Ike, how are you?
What up, Johnny?
How are you?
Hey, it's funny that when Ike said his knee-jerk reaction was no, and then he kind of broke it down, it was the total opposite for me. Like, my knee-jerk was yes, and I'm sitting here on hold, and I'm thinking, I'm like, well, we can't, because we can't afford him. John, it's not like if we give him, if we give Pittsburgh a first-round pick, then it's over. I mean, we got to give him a first-round pick, and we got to pay him.
And pay him,
and
yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Wentz has not been paid yet,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is what we need to do, guys. We love our team. We prove to ourselves that we do not need a really big-time blue-chip running back to win in this league. So... Would I love Bell? Absolutely. If it was just a first-round pick, you got him on your team, no problem. But we got to pay the man. This is what we got to invest in on this team. We have to invest in the blind side for Carson. We got to protect this guy for the next 10 years. I'm telling you right now, I don't even know if JP is going to be healthy the rest of this year. The man's going to be a future Hall of Famer, but right now it's so iffy. I don't know if Jordan Mulata is going to be able to come in and take over that, because Vitae is really not looking good. We've seen him
play at a higher level,
but we haven't seen him play at a higher level yet. I would love him, but I have to say no, man. I have to.
Oh, man, I would do it.
No,
Here's how I would address some of his concerns there about the offensive line. I would imagine this is Jason Peters' last year. Lane Johnson moves to left tackle.
Yep, he's being paid like one.
You got two second-round draft picks coming next year because you traded one. You traded your first to Baltimore.
That's a great point.
You traded your first to Baltimore for their second. You draft another right tackle. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, that's what you do.
You draft a guy, you sign a veteran depth guy to where if he needs to come in and start.
Yeah, but you're not signing him any money. I don't care about depth guys. I mean, you draft the guy. You got Big V there to swing from either left or right.
Shane Smith on Twitter says, no, he wants big money. I don't think we have big money to give.
Sure we do.
On the Mark Show says the Eagles are in cap hell beyond realistic.
No, it's not.
They're not in cap hell.
Man, when have you ever known the Eagles to be in cap hell?
They're not in – they don't have the – I always said before, Joe Banner always won the Lombardi for cap space, before because he managed the cap so well. They're not. Right. They're not that because they've had to pay guys here, but yeah, they're still in decent shape.
They're not in the business of trying to have the most money under the salary cap.
Yep.
They're in the business of winning.
Winning another Super Bowl.
So they're not in the business of we're trying to make sure we got the most money under the salary cap every offseason. That's not what they're doing.
Instigator agrees on Twitter and says they will be in cap hell. Wentz is getting a new deal. Don't forget Brandon Graham isn't signed.
Yeah, and he won't be signed.
And he won't be signed.
Yeah.
So if you want Le'Veon Bell, Jason Peters is gone. Yeah. Brandon Graham's not getting re-signed either.
Right.
You can't afford to pay him and everybody else. But that's okay.
No, see, here's the thing people don't understand.
Yeah.
Forget about what we think about this player, salary cap, all of that nonsense. If the Eagles are in on it, they will have that worked out. They will work that out themselves. You don't know the personnel moves that the Eagles intend to make next offseason.
I trust Howie can figure it all out and get it under the cap.
Of course he can.
And finagle numbers.
Of course
and everything,
he can.
Right?
Of course he can. When has he not done it? When has he not done it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, of course he can. My only point is that if I'm interested in getting Le'Veon Bell, you got to be committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Bears jumping up, being committed to Khalil Mack.
You gotta make him the highest paid running back in the league.
Yeah, what's the point of going to Giddy?
Agreed.
What's the point of doing it? What, to take on the headache that the Steelers having right now?
No.
So you got to get a deal done.
For a while, running backs in the NFL were undervalued or mm-hmm. weren't valued the same. First round draft picks, not a lot of running backs. Guys that were drafted later rounds, similar production, right? Maybe Le'Veon Bell is better than all of those guys, but you can get similar production out of guys you draft that don't make a lot of money. So that's also what I'm seeing on Twitter is, no, you draft a running back and you'll be just fine. Yeah. Use that money in other spots.
Listen, I don't care about people on Twitter. Call up to the show.
888-729-9494.
My thing is, let me put it to you this way then.
Yeah.
Because this isn't, what I'm looking at is a backfield that's depleted. Either you got old guys in there that can't stay healthy, or you got guys that you really, it's not a part of your future anyway, that can't stay healthy. I don't know if Corey Clement is able to take on, how much of a load is he able to take on? You want to have a running game. You want to have something that's going to lessen the chances of Carson Wentz re-injuring himself. Or not trying to do too much. Well, you get him a running game.
Mm-hmm.
You get him a running game. Because if not, Doug's going to throw the ball 45 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
He just is. So you need to have a running game that's viable. When I look at Sunday's game, that's the only thing I look at and say, I don't know, man. What are we going to do running the football? What are we going to do running the football? This week and moving forward. And so if I'm the Eagles, yeah, I'll call up the Steelers and say, hey, what are you looking for Le'Veon Bell? Then you make sure you call Le'Veon Bell and his people. Try to get parameters worked out on a deal.
And get it done.
That's what you go do.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you go do.
If Clement can't go on Sunday, you have Josh Adams and Wendell Smallwood. And you know what you have if you have Le'Veon Bell? You don't have to worry.
You got arguably the best running back in football.
Yeah. It's one thing to have a running back and you can say, well, yeah, they're good with Jai if he's healthy, and mm-hmm. I like Clement and everything else. It's another thing to say, yeah, you have, like you said, one of the best running backs in the league, a playmaker. Out of the backfield, he's a playmaker. Running the ball, he's a playmaker.
Yeah. And they don't necessarily have to pay Carson Wentz this offseason.
But they can finagle the cap to where they're backloading some of that contract, and you maybe Le'Veon, you put a big cap number next year. I'm not worried about Howie figuring it out. The Rams have figured out how to pay everybody on that team, right? How do they sign all those guys? Now, if it doesn't work, they may be, in 3 or 4 years, you may be like, all right, we're going to have to cut some guys because this didn't work out, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking about 3 or 4 years down the road. You know, things change. Players change, players decline, you find other gems through the draft, like things change in 3 or 4 years. I'm looking at this, obviously I'm going to have to re-sign him, but I'm also looking at this and I'm saying, how do I strengthen my chances of winning the Super Bowl? How do I increase my chances of winning the Super Bowl? And if I got an opportunity to add this player to the mix of guys that I have, whoo!
Le'Veon Bell.
I'm all in.
Anthony Jersey. Hi, Ant.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show.
What's
cool,
up, man?
All right, so I think what we're forgetting here is the Eagles have the assets. You know, we had 4 draft picks this year. They all turned out pretty well. We have 11 picks this year, and I think we should be willing to sacrifice some of them for a talent like Bell, you know. Sproles, I know he's 35. He's hurt every week. You can't count on him anymore. Ajayi, he's hurt. I think you have to take a chance on a guy like Bell. I really do. You have the assets to give. Why don't you go after him? And, you know, I think our pass rush is amazing, and if you want to sign him, you can sacrifice a guy like a Brandon Graham.
Yeah, he would be one of the guys.
Yeah.
There'd be more than that. There'd be a couple guys that you would normally have the luxury of redoing that you wouldn't. Does this mean that Ron Darby can't be resigned and you have to go with younger guys? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
Jones is great on the outside. That's what he was drafted as in the draft, and then they just moved him to the slot.
Then Mills comes back, which, you know, that's a whole other story. All right, so he says go for it.
Or you draft another corner.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, draft another corner.
If you don't draft well in this league, you don't win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
You got Mills on a rookie contract for another year, this year and next year.
Yep.
So if you need to draft a corner with one of your two second-round picks next year, then draft a corner.
Agreed. Norman, South Philly. Norman, you do it?
Yo, what's up, Johnny, Mark? Hey,
Norman.
I agree.
What's up, Norm?
Yeah, what's going on, Ike?
Man.
Hey, look. You remember last time I talked to you, I suggested that we go all in on Le'Veon Bell. Listen,
yeah,
I'm still willing to put some little change up in this thing because I need this. Now that rugby player that we have, I know Jason Peterson. This is probably his last year, mm-hmm. but why isn't he tutoring this rugby player to fill in the gap? Because you were talking about the blind side for Carson Wentz, right?
No, he's not. No, I'm not putting Jordan Mailata at left tackle.
I mean him being tutored by Peterson while he's here.
Right. No, he is. I mean, you know, he's in practice. He's on the scout team. He's doing work on the scout team. He's not ready to play yet. He's not ready to go out there and play.
All right. So is Peterson mentoring him?
Yes. Peters. It's
yes,
Jason Peters.
Yes, I mean, Jason Peters, yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, yeah. So
yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man. I'm looking at all these other teams going all in. We got to go all in, man. That'll help Carson Wentz on his rehab. Keep, you know, the defense honest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a little time to get himself together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just got to go all in, man. I'm all in on this. That
love
was my
it.
Whole reason for going after Le'Veon Bell.
No, I love it, Norman.
I'm giving up the first round. I really don't.
Yeah, because it's not like we're giving up a top 10 pick.
Picks gonna be 20s, 30s,
27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah, that's what a pick's going to be.
Yeah.
And once you get Le'Veon here, it'll probably be 31 or 32.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all in.
All in?
Yep, all in.
All right, give me a third then.
All in. They'll work it out. All in.
How he's stingy with these. And we'll talk to Mike Florio coming up at 3:30, and we have Elliot coming up at 3, but there's word out there that the Eagles were in on Josh Gordon, but they just weren't, you know, they didn't want to give up a fifth-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, Josh Gordon may be making his debut up in New England. So was that a mistake? We'll ask Mike Florio coming up and what his thoughts on what the price tag would be on Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. So I would have to think a first-round draft pick gets their attention for sure if you call Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And Ben's from Pittsburgh, so he would know the inside, right? He's a big Steeler fan. Steeler fan, not born and raised, but...
That's his AFC team.
It is. 888-729-94.
That's like me. It's like KC.
Yeah.
Chiefs are my AFC team.
Is that right?
Yeah, I disowned the Bengals. Until they fire Marvin Lewis. And yes, this will end badly again this year. I don't care how great they look
they're,
right now.
They're, if you look at the number... It looks like the Vegas likes the Bengals in their matchup this weekend. I don't buy it.
How did that work when they started off 8-0 a couple years ago? I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago they started off 8-0 and lost the first playoff game.
At Carolina. Carolina's only a 3-point favorite. That's like either not showing a lot of confidence in Carolina or they think that Cincinnati's for real.
I, I like that game. I might.
All right, your picks are coming up.
Yeah, I looked at that game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.